This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bank bailouts, Ponzi schemes, plunging markets, with all of today's dire headlines, you may feel very rightly overwhelmed by the prospect of planning and providing for your retirement. Adding to this stress is the fact that financial mistakes made close to or during retirement can be disproportionately costly. Typically, more money's at stake, and any losses take longer to recover. To help us all, the new book is the AARP Retirement Survival Guide, How to Make Smart Financial Decisions in Good Times and in Bad. Author Julie Jason joins us live on the long line. Julie, how are you?
Hi, Quay. I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for being with us. Oop, I had a little trouble there. Thanks for joining us. And tell me first, give us a Julie Jason 101, where you're from. And I know you have a long and distinguished career on Wall Street, the author of many books, but fill in the blanks for us.
Well, I started out on Wall Street as a securities lawyer. So I approach everything from the point of view of having a skeptic's point of view. And then I moved into money management 20 years ago. So for the last 20 years, I've been working with pre-retirees and retirees. And that gives me, and one other thing, also I write a column as well. And I've written a column for 10 years. So I get a lot of letters from readers. So I've got my experience with my own clients. I've got experience with readers. And I have experience with people who come to my classes. So I've seen just about everything that you can possibly imagine, and I have some observations about what works and what doesn't work.
Good deal, and we want to hear that. Julie's previous books include You and Your 401k, Strategic Investing After 50, and Julie Jason's Guide to Managing Your Wealth. You can find her online at juliejason.com. And during this conversation, you can call us now at 977-1070 and get some free financial retirement advice, or you can email Julie at readers@juliejason.com, and she'll see if she can help you. So tell us first, Julie, where this particular book came from, because you've written a number of books. Why a retirement survival guide?
You know, one of the things that is very apparent is that when people move from pre-retirement, when they're working, into retirement, there needs to be a complete change of focus. And so I was very interested in trying to identify exactly why people don't succeed in post-retirement, and what it is that makes them succeed. So the transition between working and retirement is something that I wanted to talk about in the book. And the AARP came along in the process. I had been thinking about this book, and they came. We came together and had the same idea. You know, that we need to be able to help people make it step by step through all those major decisions that they have to face. And what's interesting is, because I work with wealthy individuals, you need to have, in order for me to deal with someone, you need to have a substantial amount of money. And what I do is I organize the money and basically create a portfolio that is specific to their needs. And when the AARP came along, they said, well, wait a second, can you broaden the message to include people who don't have money? And that was a huge challenge because, you know, how do you manage a portfolio when there is no portfolio? So what that made me do is to rethink the message for everyone, so every single person who's in the listening audience can benefit. And the way I did that was I said to myself, okay, you know, no matter how much you have saved or how little you've saved or how much you've lost in the market, what can you do to improve your situation? And that is the theme of the book.
We're talking with Julie Jason, author of the AARP Retirement Survival Guide. Julie, what is it that, give us like one or two big lessons that you learned when you challenged yourself to write this book, not just for the wealthy who have huge portfolios, but for the rest of us?
Well, you know, one of the things that I did not know was that Social Security works on a progressive formula, and I had no idea. So what that means is that people who make more money have less of their expenses covered, and people who make less money have more of their expenses covered. So many times people who are approaching retirement may think that, gosh, you know, they need to have a huge pile of money before they can retire, and that's not true. Many people can have most of their retirement expenses covered by Social Security, and these are individuals who made less during their working careers. That was news to me. And also, I did not have that much experience with reverse mortgages. So the book took me into looking at reverse mortgages for the first time. And again, because I'm approaching things from the point of view of a skeptic, I'm looking at what can go wrong with a reverse mortgage. And I share those things in the book. And let me just tell you what one of those things is. You want to understand not only the costs of the reverse mortgage, the fees involved, the interest involved, but you also want to understand under what conditions the reverse mortgage can default. So this is not something that we normally think about, and it's not something that you would normally expect to hear about in a presentation about a reverse mortgage. So just giving you an example, some reverse mortgages default, which means that you have to pay back the mortgage if you leave the home for more than a year. So let's say you go into a nursing home and you're gone for more than a year. Some reverse mortgages want their money back, want everything paid back.
Hey, Julie, by and large, you know, painting with broad strokes here, for most people, is a reverse mortgage something you would recommend for most people, or is it something that we should got too many pitfalls and we should stay away from it?
Painting with a broad brush
doesn't
work for retirement, and the reason is that every person has a completely different situation. So you have to look at it individually, and you have to really focus on yourself. But if I were in a position to, if let's say my mother needed money, I would not want her to have a reverse mortgage. Under certain circumstances where there's just no other option, where somebody cannot sell a house, has no other ability to bring in money, no pension, no money in the bank, no investments, they may not have another option. They may have to go with a reverse mortgage. But I would definitely not recommend that as a first or second or third choice, only as a last choice.
We're talking with Julie Jason. The new book is the AARP Retirement Survival Guide. And if you want a free copy of this great book, keep listening. The phone lines are open. If you've got a financial question, want some free financial advice, it's 977-1070. You can also check Julie out online at juliejason.com. Julie, give us an idea of the things that most of us should be doing to prepare for retirement, regardless of our age. I mean, what are like the top three or four things that we should all be thinking about?
Well, how old are you? Can I ask you that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I am 43 years old.
Okay. Well, here's something for a 43-year-old to do. If you could, say this weekend, sit down and go over your expenses and figure out what your absolute necessities are, and then what your indulgences are. So just take a month's worth of expenses and put everything into two categories, absolute necessities and then indulgences. And then pretend that you're going to retire on Monday and figure out how long your retirement will last. That exercise will give you a lot of information. It will tell you whether you're on track for saving for retirement or whether you really have to hustle. And the worst possible position to be in is being right at the precipice of retirement at, say, 65 and not knowing the answer to those questions. So, you know, being secure in retirement is really not that difficult to do. The key is to understand cash flow. So how much money is coming into the household versus how much money is going out of the household. And the people who are in the best position are those who can cover their essential expenses with Social Security and pension, because those are what I call guaranteed sources of income. And if you can cover those two things, using those two things, Social Security and pension, if you can cover your essential expenses with that, then you're in good shape. And then the rest of your expenses, the indulgences, you can cover from your savings and investments. That's the ideal position to be in. And someone who's 44, 45 or so really does have the advantage of time and compounding. So you're in a very good position. Everyone in your listening audience who's not very close to retirement or already retired is in a very good position to build assets for retirement.
So we shouldn't be deterred by the news as of late of this horrible economy. We should have confidence and leave our money in the market and just don't worry about it because we have some time to let it grow.
Well, here's the thing, that if you're investing on a regular basis and the market's going down, that's the best possible thing for you to be happening because you're buying in as the market's going down. But if people are trying to wait until the market turns around, which is basically where we are now, where the market's turning around now, you just can't wait. So it's much better to be investing regularly on a regular basis, monthly or biweekly. 401k plans are wonderful, 403b plans, all the tax-deferred retirement plans are wonderful for maximizing your savings.
We're talking with Julie Jason. The new book is the AARP Retirement Survival Guide, How to Make Smart Financial Decisions in Good Times and Bad. And we're honored to have her on the program. She's also online at juliejason.com. Julie, what are your thoughts about those time-sensitive money markets where, you know, like I have a Vanguard, where you just pick a year, like I'm going to retire in 2045 or 2035, and all your money goes in there, and it's a mix of stocks and bonds, and they say you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to touch it, it'll just slowly move over to bonds as you get closer to retirement. What are your thoughts about those? Because those have become very popular.
They have become popular, and some of them are good options. I'm not familiar with the one that you're referring to. I'm familiar with Vanguard, but I'm not familiar with that particular product that they offer. That is an option for someone who wants to just put something on a automatic pilot. But in order to really understand how those investments are structured, you'd have to look at, you know, I would, if you came to me and said, you know, is this a good deal for me, I'd have to look and see how they make their allocation decisions and when they make those allocation decisions. Conceptually, they're a good idea. They're good for people who are not do-it-yourself investors. There are many, many different ways to get investment advice as you approach retirement, and after you retire, there are fewer ways to get investment advice, although everyone wants retirees as clients. But one of the things that people have to be aware of is that there are different types of advisors, and there are out of the whole entire group of people who are out there who can help you, you have to decide whether you need someone who specializes in retirement income, and there aren't too many people who do that. So one of the things I do in the book is I share questions that you should ask to identify who has expertise in that field. And I also have something called an advisor notepad in the back of the book that you can copy and take with you when you're interviewing people. One of the other things that I think is important for someone approaching retirement is to realize that they are not going to retire again. Hopefully it's only once. So you want to be sure that you're not making mistakes that put you in a bad position. So.
Unless you're a famous pro athlete and you just keep retiring and going back to work.
Right.
So, but, Julie, what do the successful retirees do? I mean, the people you work with or the people you've heard about, what are the very, very successful ones that you can point to and you can say, well, this is what they did right?
You know what? That's a good way to look at it. And there are some very specific things that I see over and over again. One of the things is, you'd be surprised, it's not how much money they have, but it's more attitude. And what they're looking for they're always looking for ways to, an attitude about who they are and what they want. So less is more is one of the attitudes that succeeds. Self-reliance. They need to focus inwardly. They have to be reliant on themselves because everybody's situation is different. So they can't follow the crowd. It's kind of like the old Frank Sinatra song, I Did It My Way. You really see that with successful retirees. Another very big thing is avoiding fear, understanding that certainty is not possible. It's not possible in health. It's not possible with the economy. It's not possible in finances. So trying to get certainty in an uncertain time, it is, don't even bother trying it. And what they do instead is they control what they know. So, for example, cash flow is something that they can control. Awareness, too. Awareness is they're more aware of the little things that make a difference. And I'll give you just a really quick example.
Sure.
That if you, say you go into a grocery store with a $50 bill in your pocket, you will go look at things on the counter and you will not add more to your cart. You won't go over 50 bucks. But if you have a credit card in your pocket when you walk into that same grocery store, most people just don't look at how much they're buying, and they don't compare, and they don't look at the prices. So that little kind of awareness tip is what makes a successful retiree. And always also have the long-term view, even if you might be surprised to say that the successful retiree has a long-term view, but what they do is they live for today and tomorrow, not just today. So they have these, they're looking at, you know, good lifestyle today, but they're also thinking about maintaining that lifestyle in the future.
Julie, let me ask you this real quick, and then we'll let you go. We're about out of time, but it strikes me that the more that time goes on, the more expensive it becomes to be retired. Like when you look at the bills that get, you know, when you move into a retirement community, I mean, they basically charge you everything you got. So you're running out of money. They take everything you have for some of these retirement communities. Are you seeing that more and more, that it's just becoming so expensive to be retired in America?
Well, I'm seeing that long-term care is more expensive. Retirement communities, you can find some very good deals right now in retirement communities, and you can control your expenses. I know people who live in Greenwich, Connecticut, who live on $2,000 a month, and they live very, very well. Likewise, I know people who live on $20,000 a month, and they live very well.
I bet they do.
So it's not really. You know, you have inflation, obviously, and inflation has to be factored into things. And there are financial products too, which seem to solve the guaranteed income problem. But by the way, let me just mention one more thing, just very quickly.
Sure.
That another thing that people can run into problems with is if they're presented with a financial solution that seems to answer all their problems. And especially if someone is concerned about having lost money and not having enough to cover things, like you said, inflationary items, they may find themselves buying a product that is solves all your problems. And I warn you not to do that before really understanding how the product works. So one of the things I do in the second part of the book is I take everybody through the retirement income products that are available in the marketplace today, and I compare them and also give ratings for them. So I rate them based on complexity, safety, value, and I give an overall recommendation as well. So it's meant as a starting point so that you can, before you go in and talk to the salesperson, you can have an idea of the types of things you should be asking.
Julie Jason is the author of the AARP Retirement Survival Guide, How to Make Smart Financial Decisions in Good Times and Bad. This interview will be podcast at SeavillePodcast.com. And Julie is available online at JulieJason.com. And Julie, we also want to let folks know that they can email you this week at readers@JulieJason.com, and you will respond with some financial advice. Is that right?
Yes, this week I'd be glad to hear from readers and listeners. So do send me an email.
There you go. readers@JulieJason.com is the email address. Julie Jason, the AARP Retirement Survival Guide. Julie, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Right.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.